I think also because of the type of plays, you know, we have a lot wider array, I think, in the playbook. You know, we're so balanced that teams really don't know which way to take us. You know, if they want to put pass rushers in, then we end up running the ball on guys who are more so pass rushers than run defenders. You know, we can exploit those things, and I think keeps defenses more honest as opposed to just having them blitz pin their ears back, saying, oh, they're in sub, they're in drop back, okay, they're passing the ball. You know, and we're able to change that up, and I think this group is a lot better and more versatile with that.
I feel you're in a good rhythm offensively. Like, you trust the calls. They trust you. It's just one of those good times right now.
I think we have a good rhythm right now. Once again, it's a lot easier once you have pieces in place and you kind of know what the defined rules are. It makes it a lot easier. You know, it's not like we're rolling in five or six different backs throughout the game. We're not changing up all kinds of different receiver groups. When we have a core group of guys that, and everybody works well, and we're allowed to gain a rhythm throughout the game as opposed to kind of changing it up and then trying to readjust in the middle of the game.
But those guys are stepping in as if they're starters as well.
Yeah, no, and they are. I mean, they're starters in waiting. I mean, everybody has had an opportunity to come in and start has done a great job. I mean, Mike Adams has done an excellent job. Doug Ligurski's done a great job. I mean, Ramon won the job, but he's always been solid and a great player. And Jonathan Dwyer stepping in big like he did. I mean, I think those are just some classic examples of how you are a starter in waiting. I mean, if guys went to other teams, they'd be considered starters in those other programs. And we have a nice concentration of guys that roll in. Everybody understands their role and takes advantage of it when the opportunity comes.
Is Coach Haley adjusting you guys as much as you're adjusting to him kind of the midpoint of the season?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, early on it was throw all this stuff out at him. We could be good at all this. And as you see, as a course of a season, you start to figure out what the identity of your team is, start to figure out what they're really good at, and you start, you know, creating more ways to get those plays into the offense and into the game plan. I think he's done a great job of adjusting to that.
Max, yesterday over at Heinz Field, it was a pretty cool event there with Willie Colon getting the Ed Block Courage Award. You weren't there for obvious reasons, right?
Yeah.
How'd
yeah.
that go
for you? Well, I don't really want to talk about that one.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's cool. But thank you. But I will talk about Willie. I think it's a great honor. I mean, I received it last year.
Right.
And, you know, we don't want to make it a habit of having an offensive lineman win it every single year.
Right.
But to know that really that award really means perseverance and pushing through odds, and when people probably might have given up on you, you still believed in yourself and pushed through and came out better on the other end. And I think it's an awesome honor because, I mean, he's done it 2 years in a row with major injuries, and to come back and be strong and playing at the level that he's playing at, especially at a new, brand new position, I can't say enough about that. And it's awesome to play next to a guy like that.